sat here. We put stools up this time to see if it changes things. Look how big the audience is this time. It's the stools
work. How big they look, or how much taller we are?
Well, we're taller. I'm probably bigger. I had a big supper. Welcome. What? I had a burrito.
Yes.
Did you ever go to El Serape?
I have, yes.
I ate a whole burrito.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like death right now. If I burp, water and beans will come out.
I actually went to Margaritas, and we split fajitas, and we didn't finish it.
Oh, my God. You are lame now, John.
I don't eat until I'm uncomfortable. I eat till I'm full.
Yeah, but you and your sister... All right, what's... Shit.
Yep. Me and my sister always go to Margaritas.
She's a big fan.
She lives in Milwaukee, but she came up here just to go to a shitty chain restaurant.
She's part Mexican.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is it on your...
My last name's Egan.
But his first name's Juan.
That's true.
Juanigan. It's like a polygon.
You're drinking a giant slushy too.
It's an icy.
Okay.
From Target? From Target?
Yeah, man. Some of us go more than one place in a day. I worked twice today, and I shopped twice today.
I think we should boycott Target because there aren't Christmas trees on that cup.
Oh my God! It's a red cup, but it's got circles. It's like an ornament,
like Satan.
Yeah. if you put a stem on this, they're all sixes.
That was good.
Yeah. Sorry. What was I doing?
Probably introduce the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Welcome to podcasts. Holy shit! Welcome to Scottish Podcast. I'm the best at introducing ruining shit. Oh, where's my notes? There we go. Hey, this is where... Okay, I don't know how to introduce it. This is the second season, John.
You should start with the name.
Scott Ruins Your Podcast. CJ said it.
Well,
there's a reason why it's called Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Because if it's not broke...
Fix it.
What?
Wait. If it's not broke...
Don't
you can't
fix it.
Fix it.
No.
But if it's broken... Wait. If it's broke... If it's broke, you fix it. But if you break it...
If it's broke, she wasn't old enough.
What? Dear God. I think I pushed the wrong button here.
It's recording.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to power down in like 5 minutes. All right, whatever. Fuck it. If it does...
You know what's the best of podcasts? Technical issues and describing computers.
Oh, boy. Hey, we have segments now here at the Scott Pruns Podcast.
We do. Ken, you're going to like this.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, shit. What's the first one? I told you what it was, and I forgot it.
Things I learned.
Hey, let's talk about it. The things that we've learned.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
Ken, I wrote that myself.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It took like 10 minutes.
Please tell me there's about 15 segments, because I want to hear more of that.
There's more.
I imagine there is.
Here's the idea that I had. I didn't mention it last time, but I want to make more, like, just different versions of the songs.
Oh, sure.
And also, if audience members email me songs, I will play them.
You know how you get more audience members? When you actually release episodes to the public.
Okay, step one. I was late by a few months. I added them recently.
No, you're not, because I subscribe. I am the only subscriber to this podcast.
No,
and it has not popped up 4 months.
I subscribe to myself.
I'm really excited for the Valentine's Day 2015 episode that's about to come out.
In next month, I'm releasing an episode of a podcast we recorded on St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
So stick around for that.
Nice.
It's from the
very modern past and current.
No, what? Okay, so.
All right, so you're going so for what the podcast.
Here's the hold on things now. But fuck it. That's not. I don't know. No.
Let's talk about what you've learned.
I almost spit.
You know what that is right there? That's like a cop out for any. Any awkward Scott moment, all we need is just to
jingles.
Replay the jingle.
Probably why he made them.
Yeah. So then we know what segment we're in, and that's perfect. You have to keep CJ on your toes then, because he might be busy.
I am awkwardly.
Wouldn't it be CJ on his toes? Because why would he be on Scott's toes?
I said you have to keep CJ on his toes.
Yeah. Oh. Keep CJ's toes.
This gets released a year from now, you'll hear it. And you'll know.
And I'll owe you a shiny nickel.
Yep.
I learned this week, cats, I understand them now. Because everyone says how people don't understand cats. I figured it out. Sure. Now, when I'm going up my stairs, we got a cat, by the way.
Scott, oh, I'm over at your house every 2 weeks. I know you have a hat.
Speaking of, John also has a baby coming out.
Yep. Compared to a pet, the same exact thing.
It is.
It is literally not.
When I sleep, I sleep.
Hey, you know what? I got a dog. You know what happens? I can still sleep 8 hours, and no one gives a shit.
I was going to make a reference to I sleep with a pussy between my legs, John. Get it?
If you're married, you don't do that either. I don't think, like, I think you're just under this illusion that as soon as you're married, it's just
once
a pussy time.
Once you get married, you do your best to not touch each other all night long. And that's amazing.
Yeah,
because you can be in love, absolutely 100% love, but when you sleep, you don't touch me.
Yes. Well, after you're married, you literally buy the biggest bed you can so you can just be comfortable.
They came out with a king-size bed, and they're like, that's not big enough. California king, even bigger.
Which is weird because older...
To the point where when you're married and you have to go to a wedding and you get a hotel room with a queen, you're pissed.
Yeah. Like, where's the double bed? Damn it.
So in other words, of all the girls I slept with, I'm already married, right? Because they don't want to touch me.
And right.
And I have a big bed, John. Look at this. We're learning so much together.
I know.
What is the question?
Cats.
Yes. I figured out.
So you need jingles and a guy that knows your subjects and a piece of paper to just scream them.
We're ready. Understand cats.
Yes.
Why? How?
Because when I go up my stairs at my house, the cat follows me. Not on the right side, like most people, because we learn how to drive and we like on the streets. So like a 2-lane road, that's one way. It doesn't work. That's one way. Shit. So on a road, there's 2 lanes.
Right.
One, you're going that way on the right.
Right.
Yep.
And then people coming this way on the left. So like when you go to a grocery store or a mall, you do that. Like I'm on the right side, and then the other people on the left. The cat goes on the left side, like an asshole, right? He doesn't know human beings do the right things.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, I'm going on the left side.
Then so you think cats are European or?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So Egyptians.
Wait, I didn't.
Hold on.
I honestly didn't think that was going to be the right answer.
It is. Cats are worshipped in the Egyptian times, in the mummy times, cavemen. Yep, or not the cavemen.
I like how you started with the most intelligent answer and you just got dumber. Egyptian times. Like the pyramids, they have sand people.
John. Or Ken, wait. Oh, anyways, so, like, since they're from, what is it, Egypt and Europe or Africa? What is it?
All three.
All right.
It's in Africa.
So, like, almost everyone drives on the right side if you're not on this continent. Wait, no. Almost everyone drives on the right side if you're in the continent. Everyone else drives on the left side, right? Say yes. So the cat's like, I'm in Egypt. Fuck, vroom. He sleeps all day, and then he's awake at night because the Egyptians on the other side of the world
are awake.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what did Cleopatra die by?
Fire.
No? Figs? Did she eat the
snake.
Figs? Yeah, snake bitter. What does a snake look like? A shoelace. Cats love shoelaces. They're all Egyptian. They all think they're Egyptian, John.
Can you look at me when you say my name next time? I'm John, that's Ken.
Yeah.
Very distinguishable.
I apologize if John normally sits over here.
Wait, do you? You do! That's why!
I've literally sat there for every episode.
Usually John sits... That's why you said it's new. I thought you were saying about the
John
stool.
John usually sits on the left side because he's Egyptian.
And Mexican.
And Mexican. He's a mix.
Now, here's...
Is that
now,
the combination?
Now, Scott,
oh, no, the mix.
First of all, Scott, great theory.
Yes.
Good research. Second of all, completely wrong. Mm. All right, so that's saying if other people or animals adapted were taken from other countries here, they would still be acting the same way.
Question. You've watched many mummy movies, right? Like
I've watched the trilogy, sure.
Yeah, okay. So in that movie... Okay, pretend I don't remember that one very much. So go to Indiana Jones. That's close enough, right? They're in Iraq or Iran or whatever the temple with the snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes again.
Right, yeah.
No.
Snakes are in that movie because he's afraid of them, not because to fit your cat theory.
There's a deleted scene where there's a cat down there just swatting at the snakes.
Okay.
And then when he gets out of the pit, it goes on the left side, he goes, oh, that was a cat.
Yeah.
But he uses the staff and he puts it in the thing and he's gotta figure out where the ark is located or whatever. I don't remember. It's long, and it has a laser pointing. Oh shit, what do cats love? Laser pointers. Oh, where do cats shit? In sand, John. There is one river in the whole place, the
The Nile.
Nile. And then, okay, so like after a while, crocodiles in the Nile, because it rhymes. Cats don't like being eaten, so they stay away from the water. That's why they don't like being wet. Because it's all dry in the Egypt. And they have statues based on them. It's like, fuck yeah, look how tall I am. I'm going to try to get as high as I can to be like a statue.
So cats are assholes because they're Egyptian and don't
foreigners
be
don't
here.
Like us. America? That was I meant foreigners don't like Americans. It was D'Amico. I was trying to be like America. America.
That I can't say it's not creative.
What else? They hate dogs.
I don't know.
Anubis was a jackal, and he's the god of the dead.
I just don't know.
So
how you
he's
would
like,
expect
we have nine lives because I hate dogs.
I just don't know how you expect us to react to this.
You don't have to react, John. I'm telling you what I learned, and that's what I learned.
Yes,
the audience is singing along already.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of the other thing you learned, of course, John being due for a baby.
Yes.
I brought along a book that I found at my house that you gotta have, and it's called "Oh Crap, I'm Having a Baby."
Oh.
It's great. It's actually great. And we don't have to read it all right now, but it talks about how basically your life is over. And
you found it at your house?
No, I had it. I read it. It talks about stretch marks and pooping and barfing. And, it's great.
Holy
it's great.
Shit, that kid is barfing like crazy.
It tells you everything. Oh, it's really good. So you can have that. It's really worth reading. It's definitely worth reading because you can tell I read it several times.
Some crust marks.
Yeah, it was a great masturbation book. is that what you're getting?
Yeah, that was a joke. Thank you.
Yeah.
Here is pretty. She's in a bikini, John.
Yeah, she is. Well, it's like welcome to your life. Your wife will never be able to wear one of these again.
I've never once seen your wife in a bikini.
Cause why would I take you to the beach when me and my wife hang out there or on vacations? Why would you be included?
Because I like vacations, John.
All right.
Yeah.
I will say, Ken, that this, if you go home and tell Sarah this, she still has to come to our baby shower and buy a gift.
Oh, sure.
This doesn't count.
No, that's fine.
I have to come to you?
we've got plenty of other books that people gave us.
Yeah, or tons of clothes.
I have to come to your baby shower?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Can I come and not bring a gift?
No.
I've never been to a baby shower.
I was actually talking to my wife, Sarah, about this today. I said, what is the point of baby shower? And that is the point, is to get gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Before the baby. I said, I didn't know. Was it a tradition? She's like, it is a tradition, but I think it's just to get gifts. Because babies are expensive. I'm like, that makes sense. I mean,
I've been to one baby shower, and I gave a stuffed animal.
Okay.
Two of them, because they had twins. And then I gave toys, action figures, to the parents.
That's cute.
I've seen the baby showers where everybody get gums bring they bring diapers or they bring,
oh yeah I went
know,
to two
like
baby
everybody
showers.
That shows up brings diapers and that's
yep.
it that's all
that's
they bring
fine.
Because you're gonna use them.
Sarah wants to start doing that, like every time she goes to like Target she just buys a thing of diapers just randomly to have, and then so we'll have like a stockpile of them like the apocalypse when May comes we're ready.
So you know that she's pregnant, right? She's not like buying diapers.
Yes, I have a picture of the baby. Yes,
of the baby.
What's it's a, growing, yeah. but it's still a baby.
When did it mate? How long has it been in there?
About 14 weeks. It's the size of a lime.
14 weeks is
like 3 months, 3.5 months.
So
Jesus!
Did you fuck my wife when I went to Vegas?
I winked. Like that? You went to Vegas? I don't actually. Here's a confession. About a year ago, I unfollowed you on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
So I have no idea what's going on in your life. Us.
Play the thing. Play the thing.
He looks really mad.
Play the thing. Like, legitimately?
Here's one of the things that I learned. If you ever unfollow anyone, don't tell them that you did that.
But it's a joke.
So you unfollowed me on Facebook.
But to be fair, afterwards I didn't go on Facebook like for 3 months straight.
Does not help.
I'll follow you again, man. Are you done?
You still haven't been?
That explains why all those.
See?
That explains why all those posts of please Scott.
You're
I
still unfollowing.
You.
Oh shit! Look at there. It's still there. Follow. Check it out, John. Hey, John's gonna be here tonight. Best fajitas in Green Bay. Thanks, Google. I've already Googled. I'm out at.
This really should have been a thing at the end of the night.
Look at it. It's going to be hard for me to get over this.
John and Sarah are getting pictures together in a timely manner. Hey, look at you shared a picture of me and you.
What's the next segment?
To be fair, at the time... Oh, he mentioned the podcast. That's cool.
You made me a host of this event. Why would you not follow me?
To be fair...
You're one of my... I get notifications when you post. That's how close I am with you on Facebook. You unfollowed me up until this moment.
I didn't unfriend you, though. Is that
corn? Why does that make me feel good?
Did you just say, is that corn?
Yeah. I have ADD. So this has got awkward fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to know why I did? And then
yes,
I just forgot.
I do.
The baseball cards.
Right. Okay, that's what made you unfollow me.
Just because I thought it was funny. And then I forgot to...
Wait, what was funny? That when I was posting, or it was funny because I did that, you thought it would be funny and unfollow me?
Yeah.
That's not an answer.
No? Then no? I thought it'd be funny enough. Because we were talking about it in public, in real person time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate those. Like, I'm going to post it. I'm like, I'm going to unfollow you.
Okay.
And then I did it on my phone. And I thought it was funny. I probably didn't tell you at the time.
No.
Oh, then that joke was only for me then.
Because I got a time hop. That was about a year ago.
Uh-oh. Ta-da.
Did you know I was having a baby?
Yeah, you texted me.
Oh, that's right, because I'm a good person.
Yeah. But then these people texted me back saying congratulations.
Yeah, that they replied all. Because now I have an iPhone, so you get the mass text automatic replies.
But who are these people? Who is this one?
People I know.
I know, but I want to know if I have a girl's number in here. Is this a girl's number? 262. That's a Milwaukee area code, right?
That is my friend Amanda. She's single. You can go for it.
What's up? Whoops.
Text her that right now.
Text that word. Yeah.
No, it's going to text the whole group.
No,
the whole group just got a nice gibberish message from...
How many people are on the group?
About, like, 20.
Well, then they're going to say, hey, War. That's a... Hey, War. How are you? Are you in the group?
I sent it!
What did you learn?
I don't think you understand the concept of, like, what this, like, means for, like, for friendship. Like, you... Okay, so you unfollow me on Facebook. Okay, in the long run, not a huge deal. Very sad to hear. Add to my ego. But that fact that when I had a kid and I announced it, I messaged you. Because
yeah.
I considered you a close friend. You were not even following my posts for an entire year. So you didn't see my announcement on Facebook, right?
Which is a great announcement, by the way.
Well, I saw the food that...
Your brother liked it almost immediately. Because he's a good person.
It said eating for two and drinking for two.
Right, because he probably told you.
No, because he liked it. And he
oh, that's
saw
right.
It,
yeah. And he saw your timeline.
How did I see it? I saw it like almost
immediately.
Because
everyone else liked it because they're not a piece of shit.
Maybe because... No. See, the thing is, actually, to tell you the truth, like I said, I barely go on Facebook. So what I do is...
This is true. Scott does not go on Facebook a lot. He did go on a hiatus for 6 months. I'll be fair.
What I do is... Because the feed is there, so I'll open up the app and I'll be like, what's the... I'll scroll a few times, like, oh, fuck, I get it. Red Solo Cup and fucking... what else is happening right now? It's something about who died? Somebody died? I don't know. Whatever, like, the things. You know, the Facebook things. They all show.
Sure, sure.
They're fucking puppies and videos, whatever. But if I ever go, I wonder what they're doing. I don't go through the feed and go, let's see. Oh, Charles didn't post anything for a while. I go, type, search, Charles. Oh, all right, cool, done. So if I'm like, what's John doing? Type, John. Oh, look at that, he has some things. Okay, cool. I don't go on there just because the feed is always fucked up. It's like, hey, what's going on? Oh, it's Veterans Day? No, it's not. It's the fucking, what's today's date? 12th? It's the 12th. Veterans Day ended.
Okay, which is fine. But here's the thing.
When I push this, if I scroll like three times, there's fucking Halloween costumes.
Okay.
What is this? M&M's?
My post, because now you're seeing them all.
Oh. What does it mean that they're all blue?
What was the caption?
Mother of God.
Because I got a bunch of blue M&M's.
Is that good?
You opened a pack of M&M's, they're all blue. Wouldn't that be messed up?
Did you win something?
No.
You're the only person who doesn't think that's cool.
Is it? John, it's never too early to order pizza.
These are like a week ago.
On the 7th.
Okay, here's the thing. That's a legitimate thing. So if you want to catch up on my stuff, you would search for me. The only problem with that I have is that's what I do with people that I've blocked, and I want to figure out what crazy person is saying this week.
No, it's honestly...
Right? Is that what other people do? Yes. Yeah. If you have like blocked or unfollowed somebody, you're like, oh, what is this crazy asshole saying this week about Nixon? And then you look, and then they're like, this is why I don't follow them.
You can't handle that all day, every day.
Right.
But every once, maybe every week, you kind of go, I don't know what's going on with crazy guy. Right. And then you look at it and go, oh, he's still crazy. I'm glad I didn't read that every day this
week. So to be looped into that, that's what hurts.
No, I don't. I just hate people that post too much.
You would try to say I post less than I used to, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably.
I asked him, because how would you know?
I haven't...
Why would you answer that? Like you would know, oh, yeah, actually 100% less than you used to.
I don't think I'm invited to the baby shower anymore.
Probably not. No.
Well, he'll post about it, so...
Oh, speaking of... Okay, so no offense to Ken... But,
great. Let's offend everyone.
It's a great show.
Initially, when I was like, oh, Mike's not going to be here tonight, who should I invite along? And you're like, Matt Rosella. I'm like, okay, Matt Rosella. And
that was your second choice?
I say, I go, because he goes, who should I podcast? I go, have you had Matt yet? That was the question. Not, it's the first choice. See, he's just terrible.
Was that your third choice? What choice, honestly? Who? How many people?
I didn't decide this. Don't look at me.
Tucker couldn't make it. Because he was a long ways away. And then I just gave up and asked Ken again. I mean, I didn't give up. Because he's been here before. And I felt bad from last time.
He did preface it. He said, who hasn't been on yet? So that's why I answered.
Yeah, and Tucker wanted to be on it. And he was in here.
Well, he's been on before, though.
No. Oh, yeah, the ones...
We've done live shows that have been disasters. But
oh, anyway, so I asked Matt. And he's like, oh, I might not make it because my wife is having a baby. I'm like, when? And he's like, maybe next week. I'm like... That was 9 months ago that they did the thing, and now it's like, how did I not know in the last 9 months?
You didn't know Rosales were pregnant?
No. Okay, well. And I don't unfollow him or his wife. So right. I didn't know shit.
Right. They were very quiet about it. And to be fair, you show up to
zero events.
They show up to about five. So, I mean.
I went to Halloween, and no one was there.
No one? You were the only person at the party? It was just you? You and a DJ? You got any requests?
Let's play Thriller three times tonight.
Right.
Because they did.
I was at a bachelor party, Scott. I'm sorry. I would have been there.
Whose bachelor is getting married?
My best friend Paul is getting married in December, and we celebrated in Chicago.
I thought he was single.
No, he's getting married.
Who is Matt?
Anderson?
Yeah. Is he married?
He is single.
What?
Well, he's not married, like he's dating somebody for a while, but
dude,
he's not married.
Too many people to keep track of in this world.
You could start with your good friends.
That's why we're on the COD podcast. Scott ruins this. This episode's called Scott Ruins Your Friendship.
No, Scott, now that I've got context, it feels good, but like you realize how much that would shock somebody when you just say that in passing.
Yeah, I unfollowed about a third of my friends.
Again, all these facts help.
Are you
right away?
Do they? Okay.
Context means everything.
Oh, and the thing is, also, like, one day I just went on a fucking rage.
Is this going to be worse?
No.
Okay.
I just, like, went through, like, oh, let's see, like, and then I see, like, all these posts and articles. I'm like, oh, is this just person just posting articles? Unfollow. Is this person just retweeting links? Unfollow. Like, I'm like, I just want the core basis of, like, what's happening. Like, hey, I found a free tire today. I'm like, great, that's a fun story type, you know?
So finding a free tire... is more important than I'm having a baby.
No, I didn't say that, but you're like, hey, check me out at this comedy thing this Thursday. I'm like, well, I have to work. Or like, hey, check me out at this thing. I'm like, I know your comedy. I don't need to be reminded.
Oh, so it's the selfishness is starting to creep in, where that's not for you, that's for everyone else who don't know me or see me that much to go, hey, I can see this person there.
Exactly.
That's not for you.
I know. That's why I hid it. Because it's not for... You don't go over to the tree and go, look, this person says mom. Maybe I'll open it. It's not for me. I push it back under the tree when no one sees it.
No, but what you're saying is you take mom's gift and you burn it in front of her and go, ha ha, none for you.
That's not true. It's more like I took her gift, put it in the basement, hid it for a year. Every once in a while, I'll peek, make sure it's still there. And then give it to her the next year.
And it was a kitten.
Yes.
But it escaped because it came out the left side of the...
Egyptians.
So many callbacks.
Mm-hmm. So,
Scott, we're fine. Don't worry.
Okay. I can block him again. Not block him. It's unfollow.
It's unfollow. It's okay.
I unfriended people because they do dumber things than
all talk. Right. Again, context. See, all you have to do is... I unfollowed you for a year. But don't worry. I unfollowed like a third of my friends and I blocked a whole bunch that were worse than you. Don't worry. I would have felt immediately better.
Oh, okay. But now I can listen to this and learn again in a year. See, I treat you like my podcast. That's how much...
And you love this podcast.
That's how important you are, John. I hold you close so only I can remember the best memories.
I'll take it.
Ugh. So did everybody learn... Did you talk about the things you learned?
I don't know. We need to probably move on to next.
All right,
segment.
So now this part we're gonna share our secrets.
Secret, time to tell. Secret, you tell one and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird and then fuck. It's got secret.
That was you.
That was you. That was good.
All right. You want me to go again? I'll go first. I typed it up because I couldn't remember. How do you? I got a phone. Oh shit! What does this do? What does this do? What does that mean?
I don't know. I have an Apple phone like an adult.
I finally switched because my other phone was fucked.
Well,
see, look at how broken this is.
I never said anything first, but then you're like, oh man, I've had this iPhone 4 forever, and it's so reliable and it's awesome.
It
and
is.
Then you just switched completely different brands, even though that first phone was amazing for you.
Try
the
different
time.
Things. Look, I mean, I got all the same things. It's smaller. Look how small it is, though, John. You could put it in there.
Close yeah, a BlackBerry smaller if you want to get one of those.
Got a Nokia. Do you think people have still have Nokias, like the little like pieces? Nope.
I'm sure some people do.
Analog and digital.
They're just giving away cellular. I'm sure small business owners get them for their employees and stuff.
What was I opening?
I don't know.
Secrets. Quick memo. There we go. That's another quick memo instead of memo. I wrote. Secret decal rip.
Okay.
And then dash porn. I gotta learn what I mean. I should type more details. Oh! So I'm a bad person, I realized. You know, I hope no one in
Wait,
here...
Wait, just now? Not 10 minutes ago?
When I wrote it, yeah. I was like, it's one of those that I wrote it. It was like one of those, I wrote it, and I'm like, this will be funny to talk about. And then I get here, I'm like, I don't know if I should say, because I might piss off some people. Does anyone here know anybody that's dead? Probably a few people.
Right. Has anyone been around anyone that's never died? That's the better question. I think we've all known someone who's died.
Jesus.
No, maybe not him.
He did the opposite, I guess, from the book. He made some guy rise. I don't know.
No,
I didn't fucking read it.
No. You asked that as if it was a rarity that people knew somebody.
Well, okay,
died.
So you know, on people's trucks and stuff, and like. And they put those decals and like in memory of Joe Smorgasbord, and then it says like July 13th of 2000.
Never
not
forget.
2000. No, it's like 2014 to 2011. You're like, oh, he died.
He was -3.
Wait, what did I say?
You said 2014 to 2011.
I mean,
if he was -3, he didn't stand a chance. So. It's probably
he grew inside his body for 3 years.
It's probably for the best that he didn't make it.
I thought I remember. There's a joke that I like. It's about abortions. So
by that reaction, go ahead and tell it.
How do you? Why can you never trick an aborted fetus?
Why?
Because he wasn't born yesterday. You liked it. Okay.
It's not terrible.
Anyways, because this that dampens the blow a little bit. So, okay. So people that
Wait,
have...
Wait, this is going to get worse?
I might.
Okay.
So whenever I see those, like, people that have, like, oh, nobody has, like, Joe Smorgasbord, like, decals on their cars, do they? Oh, she does? Is she crying?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. She's like, Uncle Joe Smorgasbord.
Yeah, if somebody actually knew a Joe Smorgasbord, that'd be this. Okay, but the end of the podcast, because it's not going to get better than that.
Because it's like, okay, this person died, and you're like, okay, yeah, I understand. You want to remember them as a decal you put on in the garage. But when that person drives like an asshole, I'm like, that person probably deserved it. Because...
Wait. So let's say...
So
Bob drives like an asshole, but because he has a Joe Smorgasbord sticker, Joe Smorgasbord deserved to die. Why? Because he knew Bob?
Well, because Bob... Let's say it's his brother, so we get the names the same. So Bob
Smorgasbord.
Bob Smorgasbord.
Is a shitty driver.
Is a shitty driver. It's like, ah, yeah. Oh, fuck you. Blinkers.
So his brother deserved to die of leukemia over 8 years?
How do you know? It doesn't go like, hey, two... What's his name? Joe?
Joe Smorgasbord.
And it has like a little picture of a thing. It's like...
What picture would...
I don't know. Like a cancer picture. I don't know. You said cancer.
What's a cancer picture?
I don't know. I don't know car decal stuff.
You brought it up.
There's a thing, though. Like, they have Kelvin pee on things. That's a thing. And they have, like, the little fucking...
You mean Kelvin pee on things.
Yeah, and then they have, like, the fucking...
No fear.
The no fear. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Is it a brand? Probably. But then they have, like... So they have those little memory things. It's like, oh, well, Joe Smorgasbord died. And Bob Smorgasbord's like, I gotta make sure people remember Joe Smorgasbord. So I'm gonna put him on my car. Why does it need to be on your car? So people look at the... Because then I figured, hey, what's the most important thing to Joe Smorgasbord is a car, right? So if this person's driving an asshole and this person's dead, he probably drove worse than Bob Smorgasbord.
Why?
Because Bob Smorgasbord is an asshole driver. He cuts people off and doesn't use his blinker and speeds, and he didn't die in the car crash, and Joe Smorgasbord probably did. Joe Smorgasbord is gone. Why would they put it on their car?
Remember that.
Yeah, I like to think.
I don't go every. That would be like, hey, how am I going to remember you? But every time I wash my car, you're in the fucking way, and I can't clean around it. I can't clean the window around it.
Have you ever washed a car?
Yes, like three times.
And you know that you can just wash that area, and
but it depends on how raised it is. There's sometimes the dirt you can't. You got to clean all the crevices, John. And then the E falls off. And you're like, who's Joe Smorgasbord?
Still Joe Smorgasbord.
There was someone that had a decal tonight, and there.
I think
was,
you're alone on this one.
So
that's your secret?
No,
is that you hope people who are
no,
drivers
I,
who
I,
have
like,
remembrance
that's my thing.
Die?
I automatically assume because those are the same people that go, okay, and then they say like, oh, who's that? Joe?
Well, now if they say that like if it's like a in remembrance of Joe Smorgasbord, and then it says like the Earth's only 6,000 years, well then yeah, fuck them.
Yeah,
but I mean if a normal remembrance.
But then those are the same people that have the car crash, Joe Montana?
Yes, Joe Montana.
Shit, no.
Dale
Earnhardt. And it's like his number was like number 3 or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And like, oh, God needed a driver. And it has number 3. I'm like, first of all, one, this happened 20 years ago. You still have the decal on your car, right? And if God needed a driver, why would they take a guy who crashed his car and died at 25 miles an hour? And that's his job.
It was not 25 miles. Yeah. No.
Trust me, a hick yelled at me in high school. Because we did a physics project.
Oh, so he did that. Okay.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, we did a physics thing. Like, oh. And then, like, you hit this thing at 25. He's like, Dale Earnhardt died at 25 miles an hour. I'm like, thanks for interrupting my fucking presentation, shithead. I hate 90.
Was his name Joe Smorgasbord?
I don't remember. I don't think I had any Joe Smorgasbords in my grade.
I think you're just angry. I think I get road rage, but I never like look at someone's decals and like blame. Like if something's on there, I don't like yell at them and think it's their fault.
I don't yell at them. I just assume.
My road rage is pretty limited, but it's very spontaneous and it lasts for a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And it comes and goes. Like some people will get road rage and they will have it and they'll be furious for however long they're furious for. If somebody is in a turn lane and they don't have their blinker on, I'll just. God, turn on your blinker! God! And then I'll drive past them and I'll be like, yeah, this is the song that I'm listening. You know, it's like, whatever. Or I'll be listening to talk radio. I'll be like, oh, that Jay Moore Sports, he's funny.
To be fair, I don't yell at Bob Smorgasbord.
Did you look up Joe Smorgasbord? And it's
on Facebook, and there's an account.
There's no post, though.
I'm going to add him as a friend.
Please do.
And then unfollow him.
so you'll never know.
Yeah, you'll never know. You'll never know if he dies or not.
More about
first post. Love my new Hemi, cutting people off.
Speaking of dead people and things that happen with dead people. That's a new thing now. It's like Facebook people who die.
Yeah.
Because like I knew a guy that I worked with who died.
Yeah.
And his account is still open. And every year. And the anniversary of his death, you get all these people who will post on his wall, yeah, and say, miss you, buddy, you know, we wish you were still here, which is very sad. At the same time, like, it's so weird that people do that, like, on a social media page. Like, they're...
What I want to do is I'm going to make my will, and then I'll give all my passwords to all my things, and then I'll direct one person in the will to go on there once in a while and just pretend to be a ghost.
Just randomly post some nonsense.
How does someone pretend to be a ghost? Like, I'm trapped between the ethers.
Yeah.
For a year.
That's pretty good. Or take a picture of like an empty room and say, oh, just relaxing in my new chair.
You hear that sound outside your window? It's me. And then just be gone for a year.
I've been watching you while you sleep.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
See, I think my road rage lasts a little longer. I'll do the look. If someone's being an asshole, I'll just do the...
Yeah.
To see if they look.
Yeah.
Also, I do have little bursts. Like, I was on my way to work and go to Margaritas, and it's like a 10-minute drive, and I hit every red light, and I think by the fourth light, like, I try not to have road rage, but I just went, fucking every red light! And I pounded the steering wheel for a second, and I was okay. But, like, it's just like...
And at some point...
I cannot believe...
At some point, somebody gives you a fact, and whether it's true or not, it always will stick in your brain. But I remember somebody saying once, oh no, the traffic people, they time the lights properly so you won't get stuck at every red light. It's not going to happen. I remember somebody telling me that once. And so when you're stuck at every red light in a row, you're like, who's that guy? I want to find him, and I want to tell him he's wrong.
Maybe the people going, the Egyptians on the opposite way are getting every green light.
In Egypt?
No, I meant us.
No, like, the other way. Because this way. Side.
Yeah.
Well, if the light's red this way, it's probably also red this way. Because...
Yeah, but when you get to that one over there, it's red. But in the past, it was green. So they're already on their way to this one, which is green because you just went through it. So they're like fucking...
You know what's great on a podcast? Pointing.
This way, and then this way.
And then yes, and then we'll do one of these. And then we'll go around like this. And then there'll be a bridge.
Which bridge? What kind?
Does it matter?
I'm just trying to think of where you are.
You know, today it was windy, 40-mile-an-hour winds or whatever.
Yeah.
They had a warning on TV not to drive on the Tower Drive Bridge.
Yeah,
because it was that windy. I'm like, I get it if it was like 70-mile-an-hour winds or something like that. You don't drive on, but 40, well, really, 40-mile-an-hour winds?
They probably don't want it to fall again.
The bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's probably wind powered.
I would hope it doesn't fall. The bridge is wind powered.
Reverse wind powered.
It dipped. I mean, it just.
Yeah. It didn't fall.
It didn't fall apart. I feel like we would still be recovering from that.
That would be a tragedy. That,
like the Mothman prophecies.
Just like that.
Or Final Destination 4.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
But you saw the Mothman prophecies.
Yeah, I did.
Have you seen Glory? Just like that.
Yeah, that's the one with
Denzel Washington tries to cross a bridge for the Union and he dies.
Yep.
The spoilers. Union. Wait, the Union is the good or the bad?
The good.
The good.
Oh.
You've had 30 years to see it.
I don't remember. No, I meant I was sad for the Union. But they're all good now.
No, the Union won.
I know. Oh, ghosts. See? That could be me.
The lights flashed in here and that's why Scott said that.
And then he pointed at the light.
I could be a blue light.
You could be a blue light? Why would you pick a blue light?
Because it's funny. Why don't you like blue? Blue's my favorite color. I'm not wearing any blue today.
I literally didn't criticize it at all. I just asked why you wanted to be a blue light.
I like blue. I like blue. What? I'm trying to think of a movie that has blue in it.
Blue's my boy.
Blue's Brothers.
See? Blue's Brothers.
Sorry if I took the obvious one.
No, I was saying blue.
Green Hornet.
Blue's Brothers. Red starring Bruce Willis.
All I'm thinking of is Tales from the Crypt.
The Hunt for Red October.
Vanilla Sky.
Well, they're over in water, though, so the water's blue.
Wait. Oh, Blue Streak. Nice. Blue Bloods. Men in Black. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Pitch Dark.
Orange County.
Wait, Pitch Black? Is that it?
Yeah, it's Pitch Black.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Pitch Perfect, and I'm like, where is he going with this?
Because there's a... Second one.
Leprechaun in the Hood. There are no colors.
Nope, I know. I was thinking about a rainbow.
He already said the Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, Green Lantern.
in the Green Mile.
A lot of greens.
A lot of greens.
Yeah.
Green
fried green tomatoes.
Green.
That's a great title. Green. Green. It's like it's the sequel to Tora.
Yeah.
The people. They eat people.
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. It's people. Soylent Green is a green.
The
one.
Color purple.
That's nice. A purple.
Yeah.
With Whoopi Goldberg.
Is not Oprah on that too?
They're both.
And Whoopi.
Yeah. Didn't Whoopi get an Oscar for that?
Probably. I don't know why I just exhale. I'm so full of that burrito, man.
What kind of meat?
Beef.
You don't know what was in your burrito?
I forgot, man. I forgot. What was your secret? I don't remember where we were even going with this. Oh, George Smorgasbord. Yeah.
That was your secret, that you hope drivers die.
No, it's not. You didn't listen.
No, his secret was that dead people deserve to die because their brothers are shitty drivers.
Yes.
That was his.
I assume that's his secret.
I don't know how that's a
secret. I just don't understand why you post it on their car, put it in the newspaper, or put it on a Facebook page or something. Don't put it on your car and go.
Who gives a shit? Why can't people just remember how they
want
to
remember? What about all the people who put the flowers and the little cross on the side of the road? Like if somebody.
That's fine.
People do tattoos.
Oh, that's okay? Yeah.
Some people do tattoos.
How is that any different?
Because the person who was putting this cross up isn't, flipping over cars and shit.
That's probably how they die. That's why they want to put the cross there.
But the people putting the cross, remembering them, aren't doing things that
How do you know they are the assholes?
They probably are, but I don't see it, John.
There's a lot of people
that are... So evil's okay as long as you don't see it. As long as you don't...
There's a lot of people that are alive that are assholes, and there's probably a lot of people that are dead that are too.
No, isn't that a phrase, though? See no evil. There you go. That's the phrase. See no evil, John. One of the Monkees. John Ringo.
No, that was not a song by the Monkees.
See, no, they should have. They fucking lost that idea. They could have done three songs or three albums. One called See No Evil, one called Hear No Evil, one called... Listen.
They literally could not dub
speak
on
no evil.
Hear No Evil. It would have been a blank record.
Speak No Evil would have been an instrumental.
Yeah, and then Taste, was it?
Mouth? Yeah, Taste No Evil.
Yeah, Taste No Evil.
See No Evil. There would have been no album art. It'd be like the White Album for the Beatles. They beat them. The Monkees could have done something better than the Beatles. John.
You're right.
Did you know?
Davy Jones fucked it up.
What? No, he's a pirate.
He's also a member of the Monkees.
Is that why
Right?
Yes.
Is that why they sing so many songs about the beach?
No.
The Monkees?
Wait, fuck.
That was the Beach Boys.
Right, was Davy Jones Beach Boy or Monkees?
No, Davy Jones is a monkey.
Okay, yeah.
Who did the Sloop John B?
Wait, what?
Sloop John B, John. That's a song.
No, you're singing Kokomo right now. That was Super Mario Brothers.
Grandfather and me.
No, that was Sixpence None the Richer.
Kiss Me.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Fuck. It's what the Beach Boys too.
What?
I'm not very good at this, John. What did the monkey sing?
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Can we isolate that audio?
What?
I'm not very good at this, John.
I didn't say job. I
said, John.
Oh. What did I say? I don't remember what I said. I thought I said I'm not very good at things. Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Hear no evil, John. That's what I am. Which one are you?
See no evil, because I don't hope for people to die when they drive their cars.
See no, that means Ken says I don't say bad things.
He doesn't.
I really don't.
See? We're the monkeys, John. All right.
That was a good ending. Yeah,
I missed it. But we still have one more segment, John. One last segment.
Sorry.
Now is the time that all the people have been sitting in the audience watching them. Question time. It's question time. So if anyone in the audience has a question to ask us it. Nope. Otherwise, that's a weird ender. Ask us anything. And then next time, if you think a question, go, I should ask them this question.
What was John's secret?
I think I had another one, but I forgot it. But did I tell the story about second grade with Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
I did. No, I don't have it.
All right. Well, it was worth it.
Didn't hear it?
That one has been released, so you can't blame me for that, John.
All right. Very quickly, my best friend in grade school, he was legitimately cousins or related to Michael Keaton in some way, like one of his dad's brothers was married to Michael Keaton, and so he was taller than me.
What? One of his dad's brothers?
Yeah, it was a different time. And so,
then now?
Yeah, yeah, it was a more accepting time. And so he would get birthday cards from Michael Keaton or his publicist, whoever signed the card. And so this is the 90s. He was big. And this is Batman time. And so I lied, and because that was the same year that Batman Returns came out, my friend was taller and skinnier, and I was shorter and fatter. And so I said my cousin was Danny DeVito, and he took me to Universal Studios, and I lied in front of the whole class during show and tell. And no one believed me. Everyone was like, that was my first moment of lying, and then looking in the crowd and everyone going, fuck this guy.
They said that in first grade?
No, they gave me. I said they gave me the look.
Oh, I don't know if I would know. Like, if I was like in first grade and I looked at someone, and they said, "Fuck this guy." I don't know if I'd know that face.
You've probably gotten in a bunch.
Nah, I try not to. I try to avoid that face. Are you doing it now?
Doing what?
The fuck face.
No, I was thinking of a secret that I. The fuck face. No, it was the fuck this guy face, not the fuck face.
Fuck this guy face.
Fuck no, this guy I wasn't, face? No.
What
the
is...
fuck face is like the Calvin pissing on the car.
I was about to say, what does everyone's fuck face look like? And then I realized it's an audio podcast. Not a fuck face, but what is the fuck face? Fuck. Fuck.
I have a
fuck
secret.
Fuck me eyes.
Here's a secret.
No.
I have a secret. You guys may have heard this, probably not. I don't know if I ever... I'm sure I maybe told you guys, but yeah. Here's
tell it.
A fun secret. I used to work at the mall, the Port Plaza Mall, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yay.
I don't know what it is now.
Washington Commons.
Is it Schreiber? No. Is there anything in it?
Yeah, Schreiber.
Schreiber? Okay. So the old Schreiber.
Oh.
But I worked at a Sbarro in there, which is a eatery pizza place.
It's a good one.
Scott likes it.
I like pizza.
Yeah. We don't have burritos, but...
it's all right. It's
but, yeah... I was a manager there a few years before I went on to college. And
you were a manager in high school?
Mm-hmm.
How did that work? Like a regional manager?
Because it's a fucking Sbarro.
Yeah. I worked there for like more than a year. They immediately promote you to manager. It's just that's how it works.
You at least 18 when you're a manager?
Ken, how many pizzas did you drop on the floor tonight? Zero.
You're a manager. Were you here on time twice in a row? You're a manager.
You know what?
Did you not mix up the breadsticks and the stuffed breadsticks?
When a customer says, can you help me? Do you go, no!
You're not a manager.
You're a manager.
Do you have a green card?
Yeah. I did have a guy when I was working one night, because when we closed the store, it was just me and one other guy and every night, or it'd be different people. But
and after a
they would do the
long session of making out,
yeah,
go ahead.
No. Yeah. And we'd make dough. He would do the dishes and I would clean up the front area and do all that. And one night,
John.
Gotta keep the front clean. And one night the police came and took him. That's all. That's not my secret. But
he was the man who took this.
So anyway, I had a card. I had a security card that could get me in and out of the mall. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime I wanted. So one time, me and a couple of my buddies went into the... now no longer there, Port Plaza Mall, and we went in at about 2 in the morning with a bucket, and we emptied all the change out of the fountain.
Yes! Like, what, now was the water gone?
The water was there.
Yeah.
And we took a big bucket, and we poked a bunch of holes in it so the water would drain out of it, and we just scraped it along the bottom.
Yes!
And when we, and then it was just nasty, dirty... you know, water coins.
Yeah.
So we tried to clean it as best we could. We took it to a bank and we got about $80 for the change. So
it's amazing.
That's a real story.
That's awesome.
I missed. Why did they get rid of fountains and balls?
Because they're filthy things with germs.
But there's people there and they're filthy things with germs.
Exactly. They don't want to spread that. No one wants to accidentally fall into water and get hepatitis.
How many people do you think drown in water balls?
One.
And that's going to get rid of all because that one person?
Yeah. As soon as Paul Blart came out, they're like, fucking over.
Malls are going away. That is a story I saw on the news.
Why?
Amazon.
Yeah, malls suck anyways.
Because no one wants to go up to a phone case, like, kiosk and go, how much? 80. No.
Who shops at... people go to the mall because there might be a specialty store there that they want to go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we were in Vegas recently. My wife and I were in Vegas recently.
You went with them?
No. No, we were there separately. But they have a... there's huge malls there. Huge. And we got there and at no point did we have any urgency to go through any of those malls.
We're like,
why would we want to... why would we want to go to a mall? We're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's the same as it is now. Like, who goes to the Mall of America to shop? Nobody. Nobody does. You're lying. You go there to go to Nickelodeon World, maybe to go to the aquarium.
Now, I will say for Vegas, it depends. Yeah. It depends on the season, but a lot of times people will go in the malls to get away from the heat. So it's like a tourist trap.
Last time I went to the mall was for the Lego store and the
Well, that's different though. That's a specialty.
Oh yeah, you did say specialty store.
Like if because you wouldn't go to the mall.
Did you know they sell Mike and Ike's in there? By the pound.
Yes, they do. Yes, it's in the Peep store.
Yeah,
the Peep store where you can buy Peeps. The only place where you can get the little chocolate covered Peeps that are delightful.
I've never had those. Yeah.
They're small. They're like this big.
Just a little secret for everybody. Mike and Ike's are in the Just Peep store. What is it called?
The Peep store.
Peep store. Same company, John.
Right. Yeah.
Just they're born.
The company. Yeah. Just born. As I am.
The only reason I still shop at the mall is because I still shop at American Eagle and Gap, and it's free. There's free shipping.
They don't let me in the Gap.
Why?
Because I'm over 200 pounds, John.
But let's.
That was a joke from before.
But let's say you were going to, if there was an American Eagle store that was just a standalone American Eagle store, yeah, you'd be all over it.
Right.
Or same thing.
Oh, true. If they just had a one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you don't go to the mall thinking, there's eight different stores here that I can't wait to look at.
That's very true.
You know?
I don't buy clothes very often.
It shows.
I wear this shirt in high school.
You make a lot of your own shirts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, most of the time, like, I'm at the store, I go, I think I might need more pants, and then I'll buy a couple pairs of pants, and it'll last me for quite a few more years.
Where do you buy those from?
Probably Walmart. This is probably Walmart. Put them in the park. Probably Walmart.
Don't buy pants from Walmart.
I do. How would you know? Mine look almost the exact same as John's. Mike's. Oh, Ken's. Oh, fuck! I don't know what to do now. Should we end it?
The moment's passed.
Did anyone ask any questions other than what was John's secret?
This is what I'm going to say. If you have secrets, not secrets, what's the other word?
Questions.
Because I've had this email for like 3 years and I've never utilized it really yet. If you want to ask questions and I'll read them on the podcast, like fan mail, it's exciting. Email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. I see them all hurrying to get their pens and stuff out. stuffbyscott@gmail.com, and then send me questions and I'll read them and answer them on the thing.
And then you'll hear it on a podcast a year from now.
Yeah, in a time capsule. We'll send it into space.
You'll be like, I remember when I sent that
question. When we're electing our new president, we will go over your questions from this.
Who are you going to vote for? Oh, fuck, that was yesterday. CJ, you had to find a good spot to make me look good. What should we talk fun?
He can't fix mirrors.
What? No one can fix mirrors. John, did you know that I heard on the radio on the way here? Uh-oh, how'd the lyric go?
I only have to guess every song literally ever made.
No, that doesn't work for that. It was Led Zeppelin. Whoa.
Said Leplin.
I can see it. Why can't I say Led Zeppelin? Led Zeppelin! Fuck. Oleg glitters as gold. But that's only if the mirror is broken, because then it's glitter.
Wait, you said all glitters is gold. That's a Smash Mouth song.
Smash Mouth?
All that glitter.
Oh, shit.
You thought that was Led Zeppelin?
Good night, everybody.
Oh, no. That pick. Yay.